listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our message from last week about the things that ought to be a priority in your life. We call these the most important. If you'd like to hear the previous message, you can find it at our website, considerhisword.org. In fact, you can hear all of the messages in this series there. Again, considerhisword.org. Number of things you'll find there, but there's also a link that says contact us. We'd love to hear from you. And if you'll write to us, tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today, give us an address, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a little notebook. I've got one here in my hand. It'll fit into a shirt pocket or into a purse or Bible case, some easy to carry around with you. And there you can write down your prayer lists and your prayer requests before God. Remember to pray for them every day and then check them off as God answers those prayers. And I believe He will. And so the prayer journals are absolutely free. There's no charge. There's no obligation to send us any money. They're absolutely free. All we want to do is just hear from you. So send us an address. Tell us where you're hearing your program today. So you can do that through the website. Again, considerhisword.org. Or you can just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Then, as many do, you can just simply write to us. I'm going to give you our address. It's Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give it to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministry, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. So we began with Colossians chapter 1 last week, and I'd like to go back and read that again because it's really the basis for this whole series. Colossians chapter 1, I'm going to start reading at verse 12. Paul said, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin, who is the beginning of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether it be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell." That in all things He might have the preeminence. That's why I call these the most important. And I believe that if you would get these things in your life and get them in that place of the most important thing to you, that one thing, it will change your life. It will help you walk with the Lord and help you grow in the Lord. And we touched on the first one last week, which was the great commandment from Deuteronomy 6:4. It says that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And how that Jesus then went on to say, the second is likened to it, that you should love your neighbor as yourself. So the first and great commandment is to love the Lord with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. The second thing that I think is very important that I believe Jesus especially emphasized to us, in fact, it was some of the last words that he gave us before he ascended into heaven, and that is the Great Commission, that we are to tell the gospel to everyone. Do you realize that the Great Commission in some way is stated in all four of the Gospels and again in the book of Acts? Matthew 28, 18 to 20, Jesus was speaking. He said, "All power is given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen." Mark said it this way in Mark 16:15, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Where he says to go and teach all nations back in Matthew 28, he's talking about going and making disciples, pointing people to the Savior, winning people to Jesus Christ. Let me ask you this. First of all, have you ever led anybody to the Lord? Or secondly, when was the last time you led somebody to the Lord? It is so important that we are about preaching the gospel, telling people about the Savior. This is the Great Commission. Acts 1:8 says, "And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and Judea and in Samaria and under the uttermost part of the world." You know, it's interesting because when you read the book of Acts, it follows that pattern. They began in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost part of the earth. I believe that means we should start at home and begin expanding out from there. We must preach the gospel at home. Somebody once said, "The light that shines farthest shines the brightest at home." And so we must reach our community for Christ. Here in our community, we are always trying to find ways that we can reach people for the Lord Jesus, whether it be through events or activities, knocking on doors, or just making friendships, developing those relationships, ultimately to lead them to the Savior. And in that Great Commission, he tells us, and we are to baptize them. I believe scriptural baptism is by immersion, in that a person gets baptized after they come to Christ, after they get saved. And we are to teach them, to disciple them, to teach them the things that Jesus said, the way that Jesus led us to live. And we should go across the street. We should take the gospel around the world. That's why I support world missions. You know, there are a number of ways you can be a part, and that you are a part of the Great Commission. You're part of the Great Commission when you preach the gospel, when you hand out tracts, when those conversations come up, and many times they do, when somebody says something about heaven or says something about God or something about religion. Take advantage of that open door and tell them, "Here's what I believe about Jesus. Here's what Jesus said." Maybe share your testimony. "Here's what happened to me." You read in the book of Acts and you'll see time and time again, basically, that's what they did, was gave their testimony. Paul did it so many times. "Here's what Jesus means to me. Here's how I got saved." And just share your own testimony. But also in the Great Commission, you can give to missionaries that go all over the world. Now, make sure you're giving to missionaries who are preaching the gospel. And whether they're a doctor, and those are good things, or maybe they're there for some other reason, maybe to teach English as a second language. But ultimately, the preaching of the gospel must have priority. And I know there are missionaries that do all those things, and they're doing good works, but, you know, it's the preaching of the gospel that the Lord wants us to do. That is the Great Commission. And so help give to missionaries. Now, I don't know about your church. In our church, we support 14 missionaries around the world. We send them a check every month so that they can stay there. It has been our goal in our church to try to have a missionary on every continent in the world. And I think we've covered most of them. We have several missionaries on Native American reservations because we are a Native American church. And so we help those missionaries as well. You can give to missionaries. I believe we ought to give through our local church. And if you're in a church that's not supporting missionaries, I think you ought to be looking for another church. I think every church should be supporting missions. And I'm talking about foreign missions. I know many churches support different kinds of ministries, and they're all good. Homeless ministries and missionaries for abortion, alternatives. There's all kinds of great missions here in the United States, but I'm talking about foreign missions, people who take the gospel around the world. Who's going to take the gospel to Bolivia? What about Venezuela and the things that are going on there? Taking the gospel all the way to Australia, to China, to all of those countries. And you see, you are part of the Great Commission when you witness and when you talk. You're part of the Great Commission when you give to missions, when you help send missionaries. But I think it's also important that you pray for them. And I would suggest that you find a very specific missionary. In fact, I'm going to give you three things here real quick about praying for missionaries. When you pray for missionaries, pray for them specifically and pray for their specific needs. I heard somebody once say, I know how to pray for missionaries. I just pray, God bless all the missionaries in the world. Well, that doesn't really help a lot. Find a missionary. Know who they are and where they are. Get on their mission prayer list, and maybe they are in your church. Read those letters. And when a missionary says, pray for this need or pray for this person, you know, that was important enough to them that they would put it in that letter. And it should be important enough to you that you would pray for it. So pray specifically for that specific missionary. I would even encourage you to adopt a missionary. Maybe support them individually, or, and especially pray for that missionary. Pray for them every day. As I see missionaries come into our church and even in other churches, you know, most of the missionaries that are serious about preaching the gospel, they'll ask for prayer before they ask for money. And it's so important that we pray very specifically for those missionaries. The second thing I would say is to pray consistently. Don't just pray once, pray every day. The Bible says that we ought to be praying all the time. And so pray every day. Make a prayer list. Use our prayer journal. Have a missionary page. And pray for those missionaries consistently. You know, you pray for a missionary today, that helps him today. But he's going to need prayer tomorrow too. And so pray for him today. Pray for them today. And then the third thing is to pray fervently. Scripture, James said, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To pray fervently means to pray seriously. To pray like it's a priority. And you see, this is so important that we preach the gospel. How else is the gospel going to get out there if we're not taking the gospel, whether it be ourselves, telling someone about Christ, or supporting and helping missionaries all around the world? I believe it's most important. Our time is gone for the day. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.